7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
What does that smell? Another brilliant idea, Tobe. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Damn, the traffic from Maple Street is very loud today. But I am out at Herrenhaven. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, where do I even start? I don't know. It is overcast. It is very thickly overcast, which we'll explain a lot here in a minute. It is raining. I think it's raining. Is it raining? I have a hard time identifying rain. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, water falling out of the sky. Rain, it's a very, very easy thing to define. Yeah, for some people. Yeah, somehow there's water in the air. And get this, it's 14 degrees. It's 14 degrees on the last day of the year. That's unheard of around here. Although it's not really unheard of because the weather is crazy around here. I'm staring up at, you know, the known owl tree just to make sure there's no owls in it. There could be owls in it. I don't know. I can't see them because if they're in the tree, I'm outside the tree. See how this works? And I'm walking into the forest in the rain. I don't want to say in the dark, but we're at half light. Okay. So as I step into the forest here, it's brown. It's brown and it's wet. Everything is different shades of brown and the occasional shade of gray. Everything is brown. Trees are brown and wet. Leaves on the ground are brown and wet. Everything is brown. And I'm having fun. I'm nice and warm. I'm just wearing a shirt and I got my, you know, light jacket on. And my pants, my gray pants. My gray pants that somehow kind of don't fit very well. And I have to keep pulling them up. My point is it's rather warm. On a day when, you know, you'd think it would be much colder. Huh. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, where I want to go. Do we want to go out on the lake, out on the pond? We could. Do I want to go over into the Mulhouse property and look for dudes out there or something? See, that's the thing. When it gets like this, you would think it'd be a lot easier to find the dudes. Well, on a day like this, that might be true because, one, there's nobody else here. I couldn't believe it. I pulled into the parking lot. There's nobody here. Yes. And so maybe we'll see some dudes. And you'd think that with all the green being gone, with all the leaves being down, etc., etc., you'd be able to see further into the forest and see dudes and stuff. Well, and yeah, this is true. However, it works both ways. And that now the dudes can see you coming from further away. So, you know, good luck with that. I'm kind of looking out onto the Mulhouse property. Well, let's just kind of go up here and I don't see any deer running around or anything like that. Can't see any matis because everything's sort of grown up and we're probably not going to see mats today anyway. Are there any turkeys in here? Well, I don't see any. But I'm starting to wondering what's happening with this property, because they've let it go. It is all overgrown now. And I can't help but wonder if it's being returned to the wild. Which would be good. Because that in turn means that, well, it's ours now. And when I say ours, I mean Harrenhaven. Harrenhaven is not a public park. It is not a city park. It's not a city-owned thing. Well, it's sort of, it's actually owned by, it is owned jointly between the Papio Missouri Natural Resources Division and the Friends of Harrenhaven. The Friends of Harrenhaven being, you know, a non-profit group of, you know, dorky people who thought it would be fun to have a wetlands in the middle of town, which it is fun. Great idea. I wholly support this. Okay, and now I see the first dudes. As I'm walking by the sub pond, I see a mallard pair out there swimming along slowly. Swimming up to a log. Are they going to get on the log? Maybe they'll get on the log. The male is now in front. He sort of passed the female, who I think stopped to get a snack. And now Mr. Mallard is snacking. They don't have any interest in the log after all. Oh, wait, maybe he didn't. Well, I don't know. But I'm not going to wait to find out. I'm going to head out onto the boardwalk. And we can go out and see what's going on the water, if anything. There's a lot of traffic today on West Maple Road, also known as, what is it, State Highway 64? And being as it's raining, is it raining? Have we yet to determine if it's raining or not? The hell's happening here? So there's traffic, there's people going to do their stuff. And as I walk out onto the boardwalk, there's lots of water. There's nobody in the water. By which I mean I don't see any ducks, geese, herons, other waterfowl, large striding birds. There's nothing going on out here. I'm turning around, if only to avoid the wind. And we'll go see if there's anything else going on. We'll go deeper into the forest here. So I was moderately worried about my hands getting cold, but that's not happening. Oh, and I should tell you that I did go to the store last night. Because I figured, you know, everything's going to be closed tomorrow. And, well, actually last night I was kind of freaking out. Oh, I don't have any food. And I thought I'd better buy some food. Or else, you know, I'm going to get stuck due to holidays. And I hate it when that happens. It has happened before. It's just too much stress. So I decided to go to the grocery store. And I bought a steak. I bought a big steak. I bought an 8-ounce steak. And it was a prime steak. And it was a little pricey, but, you know, it'll be two meals worth of food. And I thought, yeah, what the heck. I can splurge. It's the end of the year. I'll have a little celebration. And being as my food budget, or my grocery budget, is different than all the rest of my budget. So I can kind of, I'm a little ahead on my food budget, so I can kind of spend some money there. What else did I buy? A box of graham crackers, and of course a little bag of candy. And I also bought some chicken. And I bought some soy sauce. And probably should have bought some sugar, but I didn't. Seems like I got something else. I ended up buying a hell of a lot more stuff than I really went there to go get, but Isn't that always the case? All right, I'm walking down the formerly odoriferous corridor. I see something orange over there. Is that duck legs? It's duck legs! Okay, we got more mallards in the billabong. In the back of the billabong, I got a mallard pair who would be very, very well camouflaged on their log. But they're standing there. They're not sitting down covering their legs. They're not in the water hiding their legs, no. I looked over there and all I could see was orange on a log. Then I realized, oh, that am's ducks. Duckaloo. Hi, Mr. Duckaloo. There's not much else going on back there. Yeah, so I was at the store and it was fun. I bought some basil and I bought some tarragon and I bought some red wine vinegar. What else did I buy? I bought a whole bunch of stuff. And then, of course, I went up front to ring up my groceries, to imbibinate them and exchange for money. And I was walking up and there was some girl walking towards me. Who's that weird girl? Well, I've never seen this person before in my... Oh my God, it's Alexis. It's little Lexi. Except I didn't recognize her. I actually did. Because she was not wearing her red uniform shirt. She was wearing some white holiday sweater. But it was not like a bad Christmas sweater. It was just like a lovely white cardigan that had like, I don't know, Christmas tree pins stuck to it or something. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't get a big chance to talk to her. I mean, we just exchanged some pleasantries and then she had to, you know, deal with other people. Because for some reason, there was a lot of people at the grocery store last night. And I went late thinking it would be dead, but it was not dead. It was very busy. And then I came home and I put the groceries away. So I've got cooking to do today. I gotta do some prep on that steak, some prep on some vegetables. Because I like vegetables. I got an onion. Got a big fat onion. A green pepper. Got some mushrooms. It's gonna be delicious. Gonna stir fry that steak up. Some rice. Oh, I found some more duckies. All right, I'm now standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And whereas I see absolutely zero turtles, there are two pairs of mallards out there. Quackity quack quack. You like my shiny green head? Got it in Hong Kong, home of the shiny green head. All right, so I'm gonna head over to the big blind, see what's going on out in the pond today. Ooh, is that new beaver damage back here? There's a tree that's down. There's some yellow jelly fungus on here, on this fence. That looks fairly fresh, but it's not the freshest. And then there's a beaver been chewing the bark off of the log right here. Interesting. We might have some beveler developments. Oh, I can see more ducks. I see two male mallards. Oh, there's more duckies. Oh, okay, it's duck time. It's ducky time. As I enter the big blind, we got wind coming in the wrong direction. We got mallards. We got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 males there, 5, 6 males, 3 females. What is that in the tree? Is that a dude? The mallards are kind of swimming around the point. Some of them are. Two pairs are still hanging out on the log. And it looks like there's something in the tree right there, but I think it might just be trash. Like a plastic piece of plastic bag or something. Unless it's a white heron. Maybe you should have worn your glasses, Tobe. Who is that guy? Is that a guy? Is that a dude? I don't think that's a dude. Dude would have moved by now. Maybe it is a dude. I don't know. Cannot tell. It's a little bit too far away. Is this a dude or not? Well, whoever he is, or whatever it is, it looks like it's having fun. All right, looking way back across the pond, I'm looking for herons or something or anything. There's not a lot of dudes out here today. Now, is my back starting to hurt? What's going on here? Yeah, so I slept pretty well. Maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe that's what's hurting my back. Ooh, somebody's been pulling up the wire over here. Oh, there's been dudes. There's been dudes running around in here. I do like all the little dudes. Alright, well, I'm going to leave the blind here. And I'm going to take the loop. The upland trail, as this little sign decries. See if there's anything going on up here. Look for some dudes. So last night when I was sitting in front of my TV, I was watching, once again, I was watching an old football game. An old American football game. I'm not sure what has gotten into me lately. But I've been watching all these old football games from my childhood. I don't know why. All right, I'm at that little funny spot where I can oversee the pond from above. And I don't see any interesting dudes. Just those mallards. Mallards everywhere. Nobody's in the trees. And now that I'm looking at the sky in that direction, it's like, wow. That looks like potentially bad storm coming. keep moving, probably? Yeah, good thinking, Tobe. Yeah. So, my back is a little bit sore. Did I sleep in a weird position? I probably did. But at least it was warm. I mean, it was this warm last night at midnight. Maybe not quite. But yeah, when I say it was like 14 or 15 degrees at midnight last night, it was because of the cloud cover. Cloud cover holding all the heat down. I'm looking down into the ravine. The big ravine. Don't really see anything. It's hard to see anything in there anymore with all that bad plant. And the geese flying overhead. Wow, directly above me. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Yeah, maybe like 14 or 15 Canadas are now flying over the pond. Are they going to land? Oh, and there's a hawk. Big ol' hawk. Wait. Wait a damn minute. What was that? That's not a hawk. That's not a hawk. Oh, show me your butt, dude. That could have been a bald eagle. That looked hella like a bald eagle. Where did he go? He went that way. The geese went that way. I stopped watching the geese. Did the geese land in the pond? Maybe over there on the other side. I'm hearing honkiness. Wow. I'm looking for another bird. Did he land in those trees over there or something? What the hell was that? I couldn't get a good look at it. Or at least a good enough look at it. Jeez. That very well could have been a bald eagle. The way the head looked, the light is weird. Remember, it's dark here today. The light is strange, it's foggy, it's all kinds of weird. Wow. I guess it is that time of year. I think eagle season starts around the same time as owl season. Wow. Here's somebody else flying around. Is this the same dude? Is this the same guy? How did he get around? Where is he going? See, and those birds are warring. Where did he go? All right, damn it. Let's get up here. I'm going to take the rest of the trail and come up around here. Where is this guy looping around from? Somehow that guy went that way, got around behind me. And here comes, and there's another flight of geese. You see, after the geese, oh, that's what I was going to say. When I drove by the golf course, there's a lot of geese on the golf course, so that's why we're not seeing any geese in the pond. They're on the golf course. Okay, I'm looking up in the sky. There he is. He's way over there. I'm in the worst spot. We're never going to see who or what this bird is. We got to get down the hill, and I got to get out from under these trees. Maybe get back in the blind. Might be able to see something. Well, where is that guy? Who is that guy? That could just be a red-tailed hawk, but it does not look like one. That's not a turkey vulture. It's not a... All right, where is this guy? He was sort of flying around in here. He was over there. Wow. Wow, where is he? Very low ceiling today, too. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this bird is flying above cloud level. I'm just saying. Can't see anything. We've got gray birds against gray clouds. Or darkish gray birds against slightly less dark background. You're familiar with the concept. I'm just staring up into the sky looking for a big old bird, and I'm not finding him anymore. Where'd my birdie friend go? Well, we saw a cool bird, but I can't confirm what kind of bird it was for any kind of official records of awesomeness, because that's what we do here. I think it's raining some more. Or maybe it wasn't raining before, but now it is officially raining. So I'm going to start walking this way. Because you know those black clouds that I mentioned a minute ago? It just got a lot darker. Yeah, there is a significant light change. Significant lighting change. And I'm walking through the forest and hope I don't get struck by lightning. Bam, 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 kazap. Yeah, so it was warm overnight. It's this cloud cover. I don't know when the clouds rolled in, but they're holding all the heat. It was warm last night, which is why I didn't turn on the fireplace. But I thought about it. I found myself a little bit cold right around midnight. I thought, I'm kind of cold. I better start a fire. Because I like fire. Fire is so great. And then I thought, well, should I start a fire? Should I turn on the fireplace? Did I... Is it... Hey, there's a bird. I can see him moving. He's over there somewhere. Now I'm in the trees. I see... So I was sitting there, thinking about whether or not I should get some ignition going, getting some combustion. Getting some... What am I seeing flying? Oh, it's a little bug. Hi, little bug. Okay, whatever. And I was sitting there. Now you might be thinking, yeah, Tobe, of course you gotta do it. You have permission to stay warm. And I thought, well, yeah, I could turn on the fire. Or I could just put on another shirt, because it's not that cold. It wasn't that cold. I was just sort of thinking, oh, I feel cold. I gotta start the fire. But I wanted to start the fire, but I didn't. I did, in fact, just put on another shirt. Because heat is money. And I hate wasting heat because I hate wasting money. And so, oh, by the way, you know this log that's right here at the end of the Frog Harbor? It's popping with Auricularia auriculum. Freshy, freshes. We could pop those off and we could take them home for lunch. Oh, and here's some more back here. I'm not going to eat any of these for lunch. So I'm sitting there thinking, heat is money. That's right. And if I can just go for like another, my fiscal month and year end in about another 13 days, 12 days. And so, I want to save lots of money. I want to spend no money. So I can have lots of money to buy synth stuff in about another month or two. Saving up my money. So I got to save money. So I said, I'm not turning on the fireplace because heat is money. And then I remembered, wait a minute, heat is money? Oh, I think it's raining some more now. If heat is money, I'm also reminded that time is money. Time is money. And heat is money. Therefore, time is heat. Can that be right? Does the math work out here? Yes, it actually does. Time is heat. I never thought about it before. I just, you know, to have heat. Oh, it's starting to rain pretty good. I mean, if we think to the, you know, the heat death of the universe, is there time? If there is no motion, if there's no vibration, is there time? If there's no vibration, if there's no, you know, then there's no life. If there's no vibration, there's no way to measure anything. There's no way to measure if, oh, good Lord, it's really starting to rain now. Okay, I'm just about exiting the forest. I'm behind the building, and I'm trying to shield my microphone and my extremely expensive electronic equipment with my coat. And now I'm soaking wet. Everything is so freaking wet now. Okay. It's raining and we still got 50 meters to go. Where the hell are my keys? I gotta open the car. Yada yada. Oh, now my shoes are soaking wet. My feet are very damp. My head is soaking. My pants are all spotted up. Oh, there's another car here. And I'm back to my car. Get in the damn car, Tope. Okay. I'm safe. Well, I was actually safe the way I was because I don't dissolve in water. No. And I can also prove that time is heat. Alright, so the other car is leaving. I'm wet. My clothes are wet. My hair is wet. My feet are wet. And now I gotta get dry. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs in the rain when necessary at 1930 UTC every goddamn day, last day of the year included. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
All right. Well, guess I'll go home and prep some food. I got steaks to marinate. I got vegetables to cut up. I got some sauce to make. and a lot of anime to watch today.